Morning watch. The children of Israel not having a king, and everyone doing what was right in his own eyes. Week 9. Friday related verses. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of the heavens. But he who does the will of my Father who is in the heavens. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, was it not in your name that we prophesied, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name did many works of power? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. 1 Corinthians 3:12-15. But if anyone builds upon the foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, grass, stubble, the work of each will become manifest, for the day will declare it, because it is revealed by fire, and the fire itself will prove each one's work, of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built upon the foundation remains, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is consumed, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, 17-18. For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful before God for the overthrowing of strongholds. As we overthrow reasonings and every high thing rising up against the knowledge of God, and take captive every thought unto the obedience of Christ. But he who boasts, let him boast in the Lord. For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. Related reading. Matthew 7:21 does not refer to the reality of the kingdom of the heavens today, but to the coming manifestation of the kingdom in the future. To enter into the kingdom of the heavens, we need to do two things: call on the Lord and do the will of the Heavenly Father. To call on the Lord suffices for us to be saved. But to enter into the kingdom of the heavens, we also need to do the will of the Heavenly Father. Hence, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but those who call on the Lord and do the will of the Heavenly Father. Since entering into the kingdom of the heavens also requires doing the will of the Heavenly Father, it is clearly different from entering into the kingdom of God by being regenerated. This latter is by the birth of the divine life. The former is by the living of that life. In Matthew 7:21, the Lord does not say, your Father, but my Father. Here the Lord seems to be saying, I, the Son of Man and the Son of God, have been doing the will of my Father. You also are sons of God and my brothers. Therefore, you must be my companions and take the same way that I take. You are my brothers, my companions, and my partners. You and I are walking the same way and doing the same will. You are living with me according to the will of my Father. In order to do the will of the Father, we need to walk in the constricted way. Our Father has a will to accomplish, but we can accomplish it only by His life. We need to live in the life of the Heavenly Father and also by that life. This kind of living is for the doing of the Father's will. The Lord never approved those who prophesied, cast out demons, and did many works of power in His name, but not according to the will of the Heavenly Father. The Lord did not deny that they did those things, but he considered those things as lawlessness, because they were not done according to the will of the Heavenly Father. They were not done in the line of the divine will. the Lord seemed to be saying, "You prophesied in my name, you cast out demons in my name, and you did many works of power in my name, but I never allowed you to do them. I never approved you because you did all those things in a lawless way. You did them in yourself and your own desire and according to your own intention, not according to the will of my Father. Thus, those who do such things, even in the Lord's name, will not enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but will depart from the Lord. That is, they will be rejected from the manifestation of the kingdom in the coming age. The runners in any race must run in the proper lanes. Although you may run faster than others, your running will not be recognized if you run outside the lines of your lane. Rather, that type of running will be considered lawlessness. You must run the race between the lines. That is, you must run in a constricted way. Today, the work of many Christian workers is not restricted by the heavenly lines. In their own eyes, they have done a great deal in the Lord's name and for the Lord. In the eyes of the Lord, however, their work is a kind of transgression, a violation of the heavenly lines. Hence, their work is lawlessness. There are constricting lines in the Lord's recovery, and we must be constricted in our running. If we run between the lines, not outside of them, we shall be approved by the Lord.